Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for tuning in to Faith to Facts. It's such a blessing, and I say it every time, to do these Faith to Facts, because you can change anything with your faith, because now faith is. Think of that. It's always a present tense thing, but and it has the ability to create a future, but keep it in the now, and you'll be blessed. I want to talk about something I think that has caused more problems to mankind than just about anything, and that is religion. More people have died over religion. It's the most amazing thing. And I call it religion, a theological wilderness. Now, if you're a Christian, how come we got so many different kinds of Christianity when God Almighty said, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord thy God is one." In other words, if there's one God, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost, manifested in three as a Trinity, but yet incorporated as one, why can't we all do the same? Because of religion. I want to talk about it. Here's a verse of scripture that'll blow you away. It's book of James, chapter 1, verse 26. If any man among you seem to be religious and bridleth not his tongue, but deceiveth his own heart. Now, why would you do that? This man's religion is in vain. That was the problem with Jesus' walk on the earth. It was the religious people causing him all kinds of problems. If you know something about the Romans didn't say too much about nothing. It was always the Jewish people, and I don't mean against the Jews at all. I'm talking about when Jesus was walking around, and he was Jewish. And, you know, I serve a Jewish God, Jesus Christ. I believe in that. Hallelujah. But, I mean, this religious stuff. Boy, if you don't believe like we believe, or if you don't do what we do, then you're just not the right kind. Well, what makes you think you know everything? You see? I had a man one time tell me one time, he said, "Are you one of them prosperity healing preachers?" I said, "Yes, sir." I said, "I believe it because prosperity is in the Bible and healing is in the Bible. Salvation is in the Bible, you know, different things of that nature." He said, "Well, you know," he said, I just believe a certain way." I said, "Well, which way is that? Is it the way? The one that Paul calls of the way?" I said, "But it looks like you got your own way instead of the way." See, he was religious. And I'll never forget one time I got on a plane and I did this to myself, I scratched. And this man saw my wedding band, okay? And he said, "That's going to send you to hell." I said, "What did you say?" He said, "That's a sin to wear a wedding band and gold and stuff." It was just a little small wedding band. I said, "Well, I'll tell you this. If I don't wear it, I'll catch hell at the house." And I said, "I'm not going to do that." You know, I said, "Man, who told you? Religion." This man was so bound up in religiosity. And it's what I call a theological wilderness. Now, look at this verse in St. John chapter 17, verse 3. "And this is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent." See, so let me tell you how I feel about Christianity as far as I'm concerned. I mean, I can feel comfortable in a Catholic church. Oh, and I just made somebody mad. I can't. Do Catholics believe in Jesus? Well, sure they do. Well, I believe in Jesus. I can feel comfortable in a Methodist church or a Baptist church. Or Episcopalian church, or a Pentecostal church, or a full gospel church, or the Assembly of God church, or the Church of God in Christ of Prophecy. Come on, they got a bunch of them, don't they? Or the Church of Christ. Why? Well, I'm not a religious person. I'm born again. But you see, when you're born again and you know Christ is Lord, you don't get into what I call a theological wilderness, a garden of weeds. And weeds will choke out more good things than anything else. And weeds seem to grow quicker than the good stuff. Think about that for a minute. That's what religion does, because it's man-made instead of God-made. I want you to think about that. So when you face that fact, people ask me all the time, you know, you hear me pray, "Well, you're a religious man." And I said, no, I'm a born-again man. That's a vast difference. I have more than a relationship with the Lord. I have fellowship. You see what I'm saying? And it's such a blessing. And when Jesus came, he came that you might know the Father, not to create Christianity. And Christianity is good, don't misunderstand. But then mankind start throwing a bunch of stuff in there. Think about the Jewish people. I mean, Moses gave the law, and it's good. By the time, I mean, you get to Jesus, I don't know how many hundreds and extra hundreds of laws that religion added to what Moses said. Isn't that something? That's religion, a theological wilderness, a garden of weeds. So don't be religious. Be born again. Know Christ in your heart, not just in your head. And guess what? You won't get crowded out with the weeds of life. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Now, you faith that fact, and it will come to pass today. You hear what I'm saying? Today. Thank you for watching Faith the Facts. See you next week. Bye-bye.